Private fundraising for government programs isn't necessarily new. State universities have long engaged in fundraising, especially with their alumni, and elementary school groups have held bake sales for decades.
You know, it used to be the PTA bake sale that raised money for, say, a playground. Now they might be raising money for literally textbooks or something that's more a requirement, a necessity, whereas before it used to be more of a luxury.
That's Mark Harivna, senior editor of the trade publication, The Nonprofit Times. He says since the Great Recession, charity helping out the public sector is happening more often.
Parks is a classic example of that, whether it's, you know, whether it's government funding going away for parks or parks getting to the point where people want to take action and they'll create a conservancy or some sort of organization that either provides volunteers to make up for that or raises money for improvements, specific improvements maybe.
A new effort in West Central Illinois is a perfect example. A group of citizens is trying to find a way to help pay expenses at the Jim Edgar Fish and Wildlife Area in Cass County, about 25 miles northwest of Springfield. Dustin Fritchie is the county's economic development director. He says the group wants to help out in both a hands-on manner and also raising money for the park.
So that the site director and his staff are hopefully able to do more things as far as either equipment repairs and replacement or expanding some staff hours so that more maintenance can get done.
Those are needs that in the past were government's responsibility to take care of. But when government lacks the ability, it's either someone else pick up the torch and raise the money another way or simply do without. It's not just in Illinois either. Nationally, a group that fundraises for New York City's Central Park has been asked to share some of its bounty with other New York City parks that are struggling financially. Mark Harivna with the Nonprofit Times says charity involvement with projects that used to fall within the government purview is certainly a trend, although a lot of hard data to gauge that is difficult to come by. However, a recent study from the Boston-based philanthropy consultant Bridgespan analyzed 400 charitable gifts of over $1 million. It showed that 40% of the donations were in some way connected to government, the biggest chunk going to public universities. Philanthropy is becoming more important for higher education in a new age of government austerity. A Springfield area group is taking on the challenge as it tries to improve an aging thoroughfare in the capital city. Jen Dillman is president of Springfield's MacArthur Boulevard Association. The road was at one time a retail haven, but more recently became home to payday loan establishments. A business renewal is underway there. Still, Dillman's group is forming a 501c3 to raise money to help.
Money is tight everywhere. There's no question. I think that everything needs to be public-private partnerships, though. Everybody needs to have a part of this. All of these small businesses I know are struggling to keep their doors open, and there's not extra money to do beautification or upgrades to their building. So if we can find funding to help assist them, I think that's great.
The partnership talk is an indicator that they don't expect government funding to come back anytime soon. Private support to help out government projects isn't the only area where charity money is going. It's also being used to attempt to improve government performance. That Bridgespan report I mentioned also notes that philanthropists are giving to help cities be more innovative and to other projects to fix political and budget processes. The study's author says they're examples of where donors can help government do more with less. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.